Hello, my name is Milt Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps For You. Our goal each time is to give people the first steps to take in living this brand new lifestyle in Christ Jesus. Now, last time we was talking about how do you grow up? And we're talking about how do you mature in the things of God as those who are freshly new followers of in the body of Christ, or those who are fresh new followers of Jesus, are for those who might have been following Jesus for a little while, but still need to grow up into some things. So how do you grow up? Well, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 tells us that first of all, we got to lay aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking. But as newborn babes, we are to desire and crave the pure milk of the Word of God that will cause us to grow. The more you are partaking in studying your word and reading the word or listening to the word, the more you will begin to grow and mature in the things of God. Because we're going to talk about how not only will you need to hear the word, but what do you do after you hear or read the word of God? Well, today we're going to talk about you're well equipped. You know, one of the first things he wants you to know is you are well equipped. It says this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. This is Paul writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says this. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So he's not saying be strong in your own abilities or your gifts and your talents, which all come from God. He says, but you are to literally be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, which there is no end to his power or abilities. So what is he telling them? He says, I want you to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the trickeries or the schemes or the strategies of the devil. There is a real enemy out there, and his name is Satan. Well, his name, that word devil actually is diabolos, which actually is an adjective that talks about what he does. He tries to penetrate his methods and his schemes and his trickery. It's all about trying to penetrate your thoughts, your mind, your will, and emotions with his will, his plans, his strategies to try to get you to do what it is he wants you to do, to try to get you to do what it is he wants to accomplish in the earth, because the only way he can do it is through a man or a woman who yields themselves to him and yields themselves to his influences so that he can carry out his strategies in the earth. And he will try to use anybody. He'll use people who are closest to you to try to get to you. Now that you're a new believer, he's going to try to do everything he can to get you back, to come back into his kingdom, to come back into under his influence, to come back under his rulership, so that he can try to get his will, plans, and purposes and intents done in the earth. It's kind of like somebody who's been in a gang before. If you've been in a gang, you got to fight your way into the gang. But the moment you say you want to get out of the gang, it will be as hard for you to get yourself out, because now you got to fight your way out. But see, the thing about it is, Jesus has already fought your battle for you. When he paid his price on the cross through the shed blood, he paid for all your sins, past, present, and future. And he's also given you authority over the devil. So God is saying, stand strong in my power and stand strong in me and the power of my might, so that when you come up against these strategies of the enemy, that you may be able to stand against it, and because you have already won. My name is Milt Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps For You. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.